Whiskey for Alpha Whiskey, Kilo Bravo 4, Charlie Bravo Alpha, name's David. Oscar 4, Charlie Bravo Oscar, is that correct? This is W4AAW, this is Dennis. So Bravo 4, Charlie Bravo Alpha. Copy that. How you doing? Whereabouts are you located? I'm over here in Livonia, Georgia. Assembly, I'm in Taylor's, but I'm mobile. I'm headed up to the Wireman in, I think it's Landrum, but I'm somewhere. And I've got 20 minutes to get there. It's going to be, I'm going to be cutting it kind of close, but I think I'll make it.
I was in the website forum here the other day looking at some RG8 Mini, thinking about putting up a VHF, UHF antenna on top of the house. Home Depot has a Fram. I believe it's a full wave antenna for about $80.
Alright, and did you say Home Depot?
Yes, sir, that kind of surprised me too. Somebody said look at the Home Depot website and type in at the top ham antennas and it'll pop right up. And sure enough, there's about two or three of them that came up.
KB2HXS. Hi, Dave. Just want to make a comment on that tram antenna. I took mine down and put up a diamond. That's all I need to say about that, I think. KB2HXS, Greer, mobile.
Yeah, I got a diamond on top of my roof of my truck right now. I'm mobile in Livonia. I kind of like the diamond, too. DX Engineering has one that's not too bad. I think it's like 110.
That'll scratch you. Is that back to me?
Getting back to you on that.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah, the tram antennas, I mean, they're okay. Wouldn't put too much faith in them, but, you know, I mean, I guess they're okay for the money.
Well, they say you get what you pay for. And, you know, if it's ham radio equipment especially, I'd rather pay a little more and, you know, and have confidence in what I'm buying.
Yeah, I agree with that as well. I'd rather pay a little bit more. I just heard a couple of ham operators saying that they had them and they did pretty good for them. Like I said, but I am actually using a diamond on top of my truck, and I've had real good success with it, so I may do that again. That, you know, for the extra money, it'd be worth it.
X200A on top of my house, and I tell you what, it works quite well. I took the tram antenna down, and it's just a tremendous difference in the gain of the antenna and actually the construction of the antenna, too. You get a better seal when you put the two halves together. There's a much better connection, better seal there.
Well, let's see. Let me see if I got it. I had to buy a new choke oscillator for my Carolina Wyndham, and I'm still waiting on it to come. It's on its way, and so I wanted to put new PL259s on the cable end, so I'm headed up to the Wireman, and you know, I'll probably pick up a few other things while I'm there, but I'm not going to have long to shop because they close in 15 minutes, but I'm almost there, and I'm having to use my map, because you can hear it talking right now. Anyway, because I'm not exactly, I don't remember how to get there. I haven't been there that many times.
That's my understanding with the Wireman. If you go up there and you buy your coax from them and you know exactly what length you want, they'll go ahead and put those PL
259s on both ends of them for you before you even leave. So they're pretty good. They said about doing that. I have not dealt with them yet. Where did you get your diamond, by the way, at? Did you get it through, like, DX Engineering, or do you have a better source?
I'm going to clear out KB4CBA.
All right, Dave, have a good day. KB4CBA in the group, KB2HXS. I bought it from HRO down there in Atlanta. I had it in, like, 2 days.
The AARL shop over there in Oroville?
No, Ham Radio Outlet. It's on the north side of Atlanta. I think they're just outside the 285 loop. I just call them up, and they bring up my call letters. They know my address. Bing, bang, boom. I pay for it, and they mail it right out.
Radio Outlet you're talking about, I'm real familiar with it. I was retired DeKalb fireman. It's actually in DeKalb County. It is outside, but it's technically in Doraville. They may still have an address that says Atlanta, but it's actually in Doraville.
Oh, okay. Okay. Right. Yeah. In their magazine, they call it the Atlanta store, guys. That's what it's close to. But yeah, I bought quite a few things from them, and I'm up here in Greer, and then I get it in like a day or two. You know. As long as they have it in stock at that store, they ship it right out.
Recall, I think it's like the 4800 block of Buford Highway in Doraville. It's not too far outside of the 285, but it is outside, slightly outside of 285. But so what did you pay for that thing? Do you remember?
I bought it about a year and a half ago. I forget. I think it was on sale. I want to say something like $169, or I forget really. I mean, you can even get the X50A is good. One of the guys down here has the X50A up on his tower, and it's a little bit shorter antenna. And if you know, you're just going to put something up on the house, they have a little better signal. That might be a good way to go too. You know, mine is a dual band, 2 meter 440, and it works well. You know, and you got the X50A, I think the X200A, the X300, and the antennas just get bigger and bigger.
Look at that. It would probably be probably at least close to 35 feet up. And I'm also on a rise, so that might help, on top of a kind of on a hill.
Now, hold on, Chandler, 1 second. I'm going to be checking out here. Yeah, the X50A would be probably perfect for you, you know, if you want to kind of be a little inconspicuous, you know, just put it up on the house and go for it. Chandler, pick it up. I'm going to duck out. I'm pulling in the driveway right now. And, gentlemen, have a good day. KB2HXS, I'll be out of here, 73. The other station there, go ahead and take it and pass it on to Chandler, please.
Oscar for Whiskey,
Whiskey,
Zulu. Who am I speaking with?
For Oscar Whiskey, the AW stands, W4AAW Dennis.
Whiskey for Whiskey, Oscar Zulu.
For Whiskey, Oscar Zulu, this is Whiskey for Alpha, Alpha Whiskey.
Oh, no, this is Kilo Oscar for Whiskey, Whiskey, Zulu. Whiskey Alpha for Alpha Whiskey. Roger that, I got it. How are you doing today?
Not doing too badly. You're getting about five bars over here by Livonia Speedway in Livonia, Georgia. Not too bad. I'm surprised I got in off of Caesars from here, but yeah, you're sounding pretty good.
For a signal report, I asked how you were doing today. No offense intended there either.
I'm doing well. I mean, not a problem. It's a nice day out. Hopefully we won't get any rain so they can get the race in tonight. But, yeah, I'm doing just fine. How about you?
I'm doing all right. I ended up getting off work early today. They didn't have no assignments when we're out in the field, so I got to go home early, and I'm thinking about doing some more studying for my general license.
With a online program, or are you just trying to do it through books?
I do it online, through QRZ.
Radio practice app, if you're interested in it, online.
Go ahead and tell me what the app is.
I don't remember it. It's radio practice app or something to that similar nature. You can download it on your home computer, and it will actually give you all the information you need for your tech class as well as your general class, and then they give you a battery of various questions, random questions that you'll see on the test, and you can take it as many times as you want to. There's not really a grading to it to get you up to where you need to be.
Well, I appreciate it very much that you told me that, and I forgot to tell you my name. My name is Chandler, but I go by Chan on the radio, probably until Alpha November, and my QTH is Eastern South Carolina. It's a pleasure to meet you, sir.
Whiskey Friday. Yep, pleasure to meet you too. Maybe we can talk to each other again. I don't usually get on the Caesar channel. I usually monitor Walhalla. I get them in a lot better. And I'll be monitoring Sassafras with the Anderson Club repeater.
Okay, now what does the Walhalla repeater? I might get hit them. I'm in it easily, so like, I shouldn't be that far away from Walhalla.
My suggestion would be, are you familiar with radio reference?
Radio, yeah. I got repeater book on my phone, too, but yes, I have a radio reference account as well.
In the repeater book or the radio reference book, you should be able to look up Walhalla. Usually gives it by location as well as by frequency, as well as the offset.
Roger that. Thank you very much.
This ICOM 2370 I'm running right now in my mobile, I mean, I can hold like 2,400 different frequencies in it. It's programmable. Only problem is it tells me the name of the repeater, but it doesn't really tell me the frequency.
Yeah, I don't like that either. Plus, I don't have the luxury of one of the newer radios yet. I'm running a mono band 2-meter Motorola MaxTrack, and rather than having frequency identification or repeater identification that has channels like a CD, except it only has 16 channels programmed into it. That's all it can take.
Yeah, but if you're hitting the Caesar and you're hitting me over here and you say you're near Easley, you should be able to get to Walhalla or the one on Sassafras fairly easy.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I can hit Anderson. I've talked on the N4AW repeater before.
You have the Anderson repeater, you said, in your radio?
Yes, sir. Patrick?
This is Dennis over near Livonia.
Right.
W4AAW.
Roger that, I'm sorry. I just know that that Morse code comes from a friend of mine. He's got his crossband repeat set up, so. my bad. Yeah, thank you for that. So, is the ICOM 2370 as good as people say it is?
The copy that. Was that directed towards me?
Yes, it was. When I said KO4's credit wasn't needed, I said that I was going to call a friend of mine because he has that Morse code set up. I thought he might be on the repeater. My apologies.
Okay. Hey, if you got Anderson's in there, which would be, what, 146.79, I believe, switch over to that and give it a shot and let's see if that comes any better over this direction for you. If it doesn't, you know, wait a minute or two. If I have an answer, just come back to this frequency.
All right, roger that. Will do.
KO4 WWZ,
back on frequency.
AAW, I'm going to have to let you go here. I got to help out here. I'm at the racetrack and I'm working, so let me get back to work. And 73 to you, I'll be waiting on your final.
Alpha Alpha Whiskey 73 to you, sir. Dennis, have a good day. You're working, well, no, you're not working a NASCAR race because Atlanta knows the Speedways in Atlanta. But it's a pleasure talking to you, as always. It's a pleasure to talk to any and every ham. I hope to see you again, or not see you again. I hope to hear you again and talk with you again soon. And don't be shy. Feel free to stop by this computer anytime. Well, anyway, this is Kino Oscar 4 Whiskey Whiskey Doodle. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, champ. Caught part of your conversation there. Was you looking for like a ham app for?
Yeah, I'm also trying to find a decent ham rig too that can do HF, VHF, and UHF. HF, VHF, and UHF. Let's see if I said that right.
Well, ham study is what I've used before, and I've recommended that one before. That's a good one to try. And as far as a HF, UHF, VHF radio, look at Yaesu. They got a decent one that I think looks pretty good right now, but you're going to be paying some money for it.
It's a 991A, wouldn't it?
I think so. Stand by just a minute. I got to finish up on the fuel pump here.
Roger that.
Morning, hey, Chad's got a good starter, as he said, but it's Saturday, and the other guy just told you it's going to be some bucks. KI4LZI Mobile.
Well, good afternoon, Andy. I have not heard you in a while. How you doing?
I'm in the car right now, but like I told you a while back, when we go down a lot of lightning, I don't have the fixture hooked up no whole lot. Cause of the surge issue. But I usually keep a scanner monitoring whether I'm actually got a transceiver on or not. Usually I have a receiver monitoring because a lot of times this time of year you also hear 10 FM open up.
You mean 10 meter?
Get your general class lights, you'll find out about it. 26 Simplex 2962, which happens to be where the KQ2H up in New York State is. 29640, 29660, which a lot of times there's a repeater in Dallas-Fort Worth that comes in. And 29680 is the FM part of 10 meters, but you got to have a general class license to use it.
All right, roger that. Okay, Andy, stand by just a second. Leroy, repeat your traffic. I think you and Andy double.
Double again. I'm just about back to the house. I was coming home from work and had to stop for fuel, and I heard part of your conversation there, so... But, yeah, I agree, Andy. It's this time of year you need to make sure your antennas are unhooked if you're not actively using them. anyways, or have a good indoor antenna that you can use. But Ham Study is a good, decent app to use. It's free, and it'll grade you. And once you figure you're hitting 75-80% on that, it's time to take the test over.
That, Leroy, you just mentioned indoor antennas. So, do they make a multi-band indoor antenna for VHF, UHF, and do they make a multi-HF band antenna for inside? It works well.
You can get one and install it in the attic or something like that. That works pretty well for UHF, VHF. As far as an indoor HF antenna, there's other people that have used them before. I haven't had that great of luck with them, but it's possible, over.
Roger that, and thank you very much. Now that I know that I have an option to have an antenna that should work indoors, that should be a lot less risk than having an antenna sticking 25 feet up in the air. With the chance of that getting struck by lightning, I would think the lightning striking the indoor antenna would be a much lower risk, am I right?
Roger that. You'd be a lot lower risk because it'd be inside the attic for one, and the house would have to get struck first before the antenna would get hit. But if you got a good, like a magnetic mount, dual band antenna, and put it on a decent size metal plate in the attic of some type that would stick to it, you should be doing good.
I live in a trailer, so it doesn't have an attic, but if I stick it in the window, it should still work, right?
Even if you have a quarter wave antenna on a metal filing cabinet, at least something to give it a decent ground plane, that would work. It may not be the greatest antenna set up, but it would be operational at least.
You guys could hear me if I was to talk, so as long as I can be heard and it's not, no light noise, anything behind it, I'm good. I'm happy with that. So I'm at the Walmart, and I got to go in here and get some medication and see what I can't do without finding a few other things that I need. And I hope to talk to you again soon, Leroy. It's been a pleasure. Please get on the repeaters more often. I enjoy talking to you. And at first, I thought your call sign was Kilo India 5 WLL. It's Kilo Alpha 5 WLL. So I will be sure to remember that. I'll be clear on your final, KO4 WWC.
J.I. Boy, L.Z.I. Mobile. When it comes to inside antennas, you need, like I've told you before, about the lay of the land topography. You need to know where you are to the repeater in relation to where you are. Figure that out. And if you're real close, you can get in real, real good without any problem with a inside antenna. I know from where I live, I'd just use a H10 a rubber duck here the past few weeks and do fine, but you got to know that you practically at the repeater to be sure it'll work. And as far as the inside HF antenna, as Leroy would agree with me, you got compromises with everything. On HF, it's better than nothing, but it's not optimal. Go ahead, Leroy. KI4LZI Mobile.
That's correct, Andy. And one final thought on antennas, what I was told by an old ham, if it works, it's an antenna. If it doesn't work, it's a wire. My call sign is Kilo Alpha 5, Whiskey Lima Lima, and I got licensed back in 85, originally back when you had to do the code and all that. Anyways, that's an old school call sign. I'll talk to y'all later, 73. I'm at the house and need to clear. KA5WLL, 73 Debo.
73,
LZI Mobile.
KB4 CBA Mobile.